be guiding you through this week's object. Now, imagine yourself sitting in the palace of Henry IV and are a part of his royal court. In your free time, you're probably listening to professional musicians playing you world-class music. At this time in 17th century France, most likely an instrument that was being played in those compositions was the musette de cour. You will learn that as time goes on, the musette is not strictly known just in noble circles and becomes very popular among the general public. It is actually most often referred to as a musette. It is a refined form of bagpipe with a bellows that generates wind to inflate the bag and sound a chanter and a bourdon. The leather bagpipe, which is also sometimes covered in velvet, is also covered with other costly materials such as brocade silks, silver, and ivory. It is characterized by the short cylindrical shuttle drone and the two chalumeaux. The chalumeaux is a single reed woodwind instrument with silver keys that is very similar to the modern day clarinet. The shuttle drone is made of ebony and ivory and is extremely unique for an instrument in the bagpipe family. There are 4 to 5 holes drawn throughout it and models the principles of the Renaissance racket. In order to open the airways, one must move the layettes, or sliders, fixed in the coulisses, or grooves. In order for the instrument to produce 5 tones, the air that is blown through the reed goes through the slits that are not covered by the sliders, or layettes. The mouth-blown pipe used to fill the bag on a typical bagpipe was replaced by a bellows pumped under the arm in order to appease the upper class by making it easier to play, and it would not be right to see an aristocrat with their cheeks puffed out. The upper class believed the mouth-blown pipe should be used by country folk to play at their gatherings, while in turn, they used the newly invented arm-operated bellow. It was also seen as indecent to women to use the instrument by blowing into the mouthpiece, and men are the ones who compose music for this instrument. This instrument paired very well with the hurdy-gurdy, a mechanically bowed chordophone, which was the first stringed instrument to which the keyboard principle was applied. Both paved the way for the folk music movement through France. The musette first appeared in France at the end of the 16th century as the musette de Poitou in the French court of Francois I. It consisted of a shuttle drone for bourdon notes and a leather bag with fringe. There is no information pointing directly to whom created the first musette. Although there isn't much information on him, a popular musette creator was Dupuy. He created many musettes during the 17th century and was known for decorating his musettes with ebony studs made of ivory. There are many influencers and refiners of this instrument throughout the years, the most important of them being Jacques-Martin Auteuil. This revolutionary French composer added the Petit Chalumeau, otherwise known as the Second Chanter. This addition to the instrument extended its range by 6 semitones. He was known widely throughout France for his musical innovations and creations. The musette, as it was widely known throughout society, was played by professional musicians who entertained the nobility. De cour, translated as of court or of the court, indicates the instrument was widely connected with the French noble and aristocratic circles. In the second half of the 17th century, it became an instrument that was popular not only for professional members of operas and ensembles, but also amateurs and households. During the 18th century, the nobility became very interested in the instrument and learned how to play it on their own as amateurs. It was also used in operas at the height of its popularity. Auteuil, the innovator that we spoke of before, created many compositions that included the musette, as well as Jean-Philippe Rameau, Nicolas Chédévy, and many others. The musette was most popular for French composers, but it also made its way to other countries. It was used in the musique militaire for celebrations, anniversaries of military triumphs, and military victories. The musette became very popular during the French Revolution because the revolutionary leaders took music very seriously and used it as a tool to rally the Third Estate together against the aristocracy. Composers were encouraged to write revolutionary songs to serve as a catalyst for this movement. In the 17th century, the musette was more popular in compositions than the violin and recorder, which are very prominent in compositions and music today. Sadly, once the French Revolution came to a halt, the popularity of the musette died down as well. Maybe it was the fact that it was a highly complicated instrument and very difficult to learn. It's crazy to think that, as popular as the musette was, it is now almost non-existent in modern society, and very people know about its powerful sounds and the influence it had on prestigious compositions in the 16th and 18th centuries. Thanks for joining us for History 105's History of the Modern World in 40 Objects. Make sure to join us for next week's installment.